Yeah, it was great, family. Just a quick, you know, different instrumental for the day, man. It's Wednesday, February 20th. I've been trying to get sick, so got to ramp it up for this morning a little bit. Let that OT Genesis bump out, yeah? Some good stuff right there. Push It. That's the name of the song, Push It. And of course, parental advisory. Make sure you get the clean versions if you're going to allow your youngins to listen to that, your youth to listen to that. A matter of fact, don't listen to it at all. That's why I get a lot of instrumentals. It all becomes sometimes I just want to take out the lyrics in itself so I can just feel the energy from the beat in itself and not necessarily hear the lyrics playing over it. But nonetheless, man, that's a sidebar. We're going to start off with this, of course, that AM positivity. It's February 20th, 2019. Let's start off by just saying what is real. What's the fact? You are phenomenal and you are here for a reason. It is a blessing to live. Reason why it's a blessing to live, man, because you actually can win the lottery before you can actually become alive. That was a good pause right there, right? You can win the lottery before you can come alive. So you actually listening to this, man, you are in a beautiful place. So let's take advantage of it fully. Let's understand that we have the ability to create our reality. Yes, we may experience things. Yes, our environment may affect us. Yes, people may affect us. But guess what? We still can control our discipline, our effort, our attitude, our heart, our consistency. We can control those things. And with that being said, the ball is in our court. So let's not forget the power that we have, and let's stop giving power to other people, but remember that we have the power in all to do what we need to do necessary. So let's find the ways to make these things happen, because already we know what we are, we have what we are, and we just got to remember what we're capable of doing and do what's necessary to be great. All right. So nonetheless, man, we're about to jump into some more content for the day. Continue to listen to this anchor. Continue to subscribe, man. Comment. And get ready to jump in on these Celebrate Life 531 Season 3 interviews that are coming out soon. So, you know, be there. Be great. Dominate. All that good gusto. AM positivity at the top of the dome. We'll be moving on to the next segment. In 3, 2, 1. I gotta let that play out a little bit because I just love the melody of this instrumental that I actually created, man. So that's pretty cool just to be able to produce. And reason why I just bring that up, that I created it, because you can do the same. A lot of things that you may be doubting yourself about, you can actually go out and produce yourself, create yourself. But a lot of times we literally create the prison that we are in. We literally create the negative atmosphere around us by what we think. And it's all on us. And the reason why it's all on us is because we ultimately control what we consume. Just like nobody forces us to eat certain foods, and certain foods can kill you. No one forces us to consume certain things far as content visually or as far as listening, you know, TV, Instagram, social media, all those different platforms. You know, it's on us, ultimately, what we consume and what we allow in. So with that being said, I just want to touch on that. We got to be aware of what we think. We got to think about what we're thinking about. And I hope you, maybe, I can't say I hope, but maybe you heard that before. We got to think about what we think about. As humans, we get into this autopilot because we are creatures of habit. Just like any other animal, just because we have the power of thought, it doesn't mean that we aren't creatures of habit. So a lot of times we'll get into this place where something becomes so habitual for us that we don't even pay attention to that we do it. Just like when you're driving to work, and sometimes you can just shift and not even focus on where you're driving to and just be deep into your thoughts and find yourself at work, or vice versa, find yourself at home and you're like, man, I don't even remember how I got here. That's because we're creatures of habit. same thing goes as if you are a gamer, and when you get in the house, you get on the game immediately. You check your refrigerator, then get on the game. Creatures of habit. You wake up in the morning, and the first thing you do is pick up your phone and check your social media and see if you got any notifications. Creatures of habit. So people study us. These businesses, organizations study us. They make sure they are focused on what we think about, or they implement things that they prefer us to think, right? So on our end, we must be cognizant and conscious of what we think about. We have to be thinking what we're thinking about. Why are you thinking this? Why am I having this moment? Why am I feeling this emotion? Why do I think about this right now? And it may sound simple, it may sound silly, man, but self-help, self-healing, self-evaluation, man, it's real, man. There's so many people out here right now that's suffering from some type of depression, some type of self-inflicted emotion, some type of self-doubt. So, yo, we got to do the due diligence to take care of ourselves and whatever that may look like, whatever that may be, whatever you may need to truly take care of you, we got to do it. So if I have to sit here and literally question what I'm thinking about to ultimately get an answer to prove that I know why I'm thinking, then that's what I got to do. It may sound silly right now, man, but I'm telling you, down the line, it's going to be something you thank yourself for, you know? So always be aware of what you're doing, what you're thinking, and why you're thinking it. All right? On to the next segment. Yeah, so family, you know, this past weekend, it was All-Star weekend for the NBA, right? So it was Team LeBron, oh my gosh, can't speak. It was Team LeBron versus Team Giannis, and the All-Star game was on Sunday, but you had the three-point contest, the skills contest, and the dunk contest on Saturday, and you had the Rising Stars game on, what, Friday? So, I think it was on Friday, and then you had the celebrity game on Friday too. Either way, you had a lot of stuff going on with the NBA this past weekend. So I just was thinking about it after seeing a couple of posts. You know, some of the people I follow had posted something by Akon, and if you don't know who Akon is, he's an artist, hip-hop artist, rapper, pop artist. Man, the man that creates music, let's put it that way. And Akon is from Africa, right? He derives from Africa just like I do as well. But he's from Africa, right? So Akon in itself was just saying that, you know, think about this. He said if all the ball players went back to their native land, which is Africa, as far as the ones that's African American, he said, think about it. He said they can go over there and basically start their own league, because Africa doesn't necessarily have a dominant league. It doesn't have these dominant entities as far as like in the music world or in the sports world. And we just talk about those two. Africa has many great things, but as far as having a dominant entity or organizations like the NBA or the NFL, or when you go to music, talk about stuff like Def Jam and, you know, Interscope and stuff like that, they don't necessarily have it. So he's just like, think about if they went over there and started their own league. And, you know, of course, me, those type of ideas, I like to just visualize and even ponder on, and even try to create a solution to help go towards that dynamic of thinking. So as we sit here and seen the All-Star game this past weekend, or the All-Star weekend in itself, what would the NBA be like without every NBA player that happened to be African-American, and not even just African-American, but every All-Star that was in the All-Star weekend? What would the NBA be like? Would people watch it? Would you watch it? Would you watch it? I already struggle watching NBA games because I'm not in tune with what the scheduling is, and I barely watch TV. But even then, if it was to a point where these All-Stars weren't there, like a Damian Lillard, a Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, if these people are not there, Giannis, man, if these people aren't there, would people actually watch the NBA? Will people take that time out to watch the games if the All-Stars weren't there? And then I also just like to think, you know, because I'm in a position where I still work a 9-to-5, right? But that's just the current level that I'm on. That doesn't mean that I'm going to stay here, right? So when it comes down to it, how many people would love to come together and create their own from their 9-to-5 and be the owners of something? You know, a lot of people will say yes, you know, but a lot of times people say what sounds good. But you still have many people that would like to create their own, or they are creating their own while they work their 9-to-5. So now let's turn around and talk about an NBA player. And please, if you're listening to this and you never made that type of money, let's not get biased in saying, well, they make millions of dollars. Because no matter if you make millions or not, if you don't have complete control of your life, then ultimately somebody still controls you.
Message.
If you don't get 100% of your jersey sales because your name is what sells a jersey, then somebody controls you, which they don't get 100% of their jersey sales. If you don't own a team, your money does not continue to cycle in. A lot of times, for some reason, we get this connotation in our head that the player should shut up and listen and do what they have to do as a player because you get paid so much just to dribble a ball or catch a ball. But you don't understand what they go through. So, of course, you're coming from a bias standpoint and also putting in your experiences into your bias. So you don't make as much money, and you're upset about that, and you get upset because they make so much money because they do it in a sport, and you become envious of them, not realizing just as much work as you had to put in for whatever job you're doing, they may have had to put in 10 times that work mentally and physically to actually accomplish what they do, even though it's a sport. But yet and still, they do what they love. And it takes hard work to make a living from what you love.
Message.
And just, that's for a moment. Just had to let that breathe. Let that simmer in, right? But nonetheless, man, if they created their own league, that would be so awesome to actually see players not have to, I have nothing wrong with hierarchy or like listening to instructions, having expectations and standards. But I also realize places like these organizations can really bear down on people. And I ain't even just talking about like a NBA, NFL. I'm talking about period with any organization. You know what I mean? So if the players actually created their own league, I just see it as elevation. And what I mean by that is, you know, if I was a player, then I also, my goal in high school was to make it to the league in the NFL. And first was go to college and then go to the NFL, right? If I want to continue to elevate, what's the next thing I'm going to do? Is either become a coach, and then what's next after becoming a coach? I can go into being a GM and everything like that, but I want to get into ownership. I want to reach that bracket in this level of whatever I've been doing for so long in my life. I want ownership. And to see a player reach that bracket in their lives to be able to even grasp ownership is beautiful to me because it allows them to continue to elevate in what they've known and what they've used for their lifetime to actually improve and get better and get to the places that they desire. It's just difficult, though, as you can see, for people to break into that bracket. NBA is a little bit easier than NFL as far as breaking into that ownership bracket, but yet and still, it is a difficult task to do. And I would love to see the players just do that because overall, people have like the overhead over them as far as what they can do, how they can do it, why they can do it, and just that controlling aspect of contracts. I just wanted to see, I would love to see that happen. Definitely for me being melanated, me being from Africa and myself, I would love to see us give back to our own country, you know what I mean? Give back to our own continent in itself, you know, give back to where people have taken from so much and like actually believing in ourselves to create that. And, you know, I would hope that other cultures and other people from different heritages can respect that. But, you know, everybody has their different viewpoints, you know, everybody has their own way of looking at life. But I would love to give back to the people that happen to have gone through the struggle, that look like me, that are melanated like myself, that happen to have had to adjust to other people's beliefs. And instead of keep adjusting, man, actually stepping out and doing things for us to grow, you know, for us to show the power that we have, because a lot of times we are stripped away from actually showing that or actually seeing what we've done in the past, you know, what our heritage, what our truth is. So why not do something like that? That's just a little bit of how I'm thinking or how I think. But what do you think? What do you think for yourself? Would you watch the NBA if there were no more NBA stars, or the stars that was in the All-Star game and the dunk contest and all that weren't there? Would you follow it? And if it happens to be that every African-American, every melanated individual, every minority in the NBA, far as in America, but anyway, I'm not going to get into that. If every African-American in the NBA left, would you continue to watch the NBA? Just a question. Nonetheless, man, continue to be great and dominate. That's just a thought right now that I want to share just to get some feedback. Continue to just follow the podcast. Continue to follow, comment, subscribe. And we're going to continue to build, man. This podcast is on Anchor. It's on iOS. That's Apple phones. Anything Apple, it is on. Spotify, Podbean. It's on so many different platforms, man. Let's continue to grow. And if you would please, if you are in the need, if you feel that you want to donate to the podcast, support it, support us as we grow. Only thing I ask is that you give what's on your heart. That's it. All right. Peace and love.